Score, written by Jilly Cooper. Overture, 1977. Many men hated Roberto Rinaldini. Many women, after loving him passionately, hated him even more. To be regarded at 28 as the most exciting conductor since the war had necessitated brutal trampling on the way up. But at least Rinaldini could count on the unqualified love of his 10-year-old godson, Tristan de Montigny. To Tristan, the dashing maestro, with his suave, cat-like smile, his deep, caressing voice, and his recklessly fast cars, was the most glamorous person in the world. Most importantly, Rinaldini had been a friend of Tristan's mother, who had died when Tristan was a baby, and was the only person prepared to satisfy the boy's craving for information about her.
"She was so beautiful, so sweet, so proud of you, Tristan, and she loved you so much. Her death happened in a moment of madness, when she feels she cannot cope and was unworthy of your father."
Tristan's father, Etienne de Montigny, was France's most illustrious painter. He was revered for his portraits and landscapes, but most famous for his erotic paintings, many of which, Salome's Ecstasy, The Rape of Lucretia, and more recently David and Jonathan, hung in the great galleries of the world, elevating near pornography to an art form. Etienne, outwardly a laughing giant of a man, had spawned a pack of children from three wives and numerous mistresses. 12 years ago, when he was 60, he had met Rinaldini, newly arrived in Paris to make his fortune as a conductor. The two had struck up a rapport, and Etienne had taken the handsome, impossibly precocious teenager under his wing. In return,